Over the weekend, the Sacramento District Attorney announced that the two police officers who shot and killed 22-year-old Stephon Clark, an unarmed black man, last year, would not face criminal charges. During the press conference, DA Anne-Marie Schubert also took the rare step of releasing details about Clark, including personal text messages and his internet search history. And that has generated intense criticism from Clark's family and community leaders.
The DA has shown us time and time again throughout her terms who she is and what she stands for, which is not fairness or justice. She has never charged an officer for a homicide. My son is just the one that will break the mold because we're not going to accept that.
That's Saquette Clark, Stephon Clark's mother, speaking after the district attorney's press conference. And Nick Miller has been following it all. He's the senior editor of news at Capital Public Radio in Sacramento. Nick, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about the community response to the news. What has that response been so far?
It's been a mix of emotions right out the gate in the immediate aftermath of the DA's announcement on Saturday. Activists with the local Black Lives Matter and other social justice groups, they decided they wanted to do very targeted demonstrations, and they converged on a police station in the south side of town. Our reporters tell me that people were grieving. It was a very somber mood. There was some chanting. Some individuals wearing black masks burned the Blue Lives Matter police flags in the parking lot of the station. But it was a peaceful protest. Law enforcement says there were no arrests. People were not surprised by the DA's announcement. However, they found the way she went about it surprising.
Obviously, we're talking about Anne-Marie Schubert, who's the Sacramento District Attorney. What is her, I guess, style? What do we know about her before this case?
Well, this is her second term as district attorney. She's considered a more conservative prosecutor. She's reviewed 34 police shooting cases by county or city law enforcement officers since 2015. And she's not once prosecuted or filed criminal charges against an officer who's used deadly force while on duty. And she's been criticized for that. To her defense, before 2015, the district attorney's office did not even review these cases. They were done by the department themselves, either the sheriff's or the city police department. So she at least brought back these reviews. But, you know, she's been dinged. You know, people have said there's been some meaningful cases where, you know, deadly force was used by officers on duty, and they questioned whether criminal charges should have been brought.
So essentially, Schubert's decision here was not a surprise, but there were, I mean, given the sensitivities of this case, yet again, an unarmed black man shot and killed by police officers, this is something that this country is grappling with. So what was it about the way that she approached this particular announcement on Saturday that ruffled so many people?
So this is really interesting because local clergy, activists with social justice groups are accusing the DA of character assassination. And they're doing that because during this sort of extraordinary hour-long announcement by the DA on Saturday, she disclosed and publicized information that was unlocked on Stephon Clark's cell phone, which was found at the scene. And the information on the cell phone was private text messages between Clark and the mother of his children, where they're discussing an incident that occurred 2 days before Clark died on March 16th. There was a domestic violence incident, and Clark, according to the DA, was facing arrest. And he's discussing this incident with the mother of his children, whose name is Selena Mani. And he's threatening suicide. He's sending pictures to her of a handful of Xanax pills, saying that he's going to take them all if they don't try to get the family back together. And at the moment, watching this announcement by the DA, the implication of that, or the suggestion, was that, oh, is she suggesting that he may be committing suicide by cop, which means putting oneself, you know, in a situation where a law enforcement officer will kill you, you know, take your own life. And that suggestion, and then also the disclosure of these very private personal messages and just, you know, what Stephon Clark was doing on his phone in his private life in those 48 hours leading up to his death has really frustrated and angered the community.
And also, I wonder if there's a certain breach of privacy here. The person, Stephon Clark, is not with us to be able to speak for himself or to defend himself. So I'm wondering if that also raised some eyebrows.
I think that's a really good point. The DA, you know, she says she wasn't suggesting that he was going to be wanted to commit suicide by cop. But she said, you know, this is information that were these officers to be prosecuted and go to trial, the jury would hear this information. Therefore, it's important that the public know this information.
Mm-hmm. What's been the local response to this decision, the DA's decision? Are local and state politicians backing her, or do we expect a stronger legal response at this point?
So the response is really zeroing in on this idea of what is deadly force and what should the law allow an officer when it comes to excess, when it comes to force to defend oneself, you know? And it really is sort of this tipping point moment here in California. We have the governor himself, Governor Gavin Newsom. He said this must be a time for change. He said, you know, clearly there's a problem because Black and brown men and women are treated differently by law enforcement officers and therefore by the law than their white residents here in California. So there's this conversation that has been simmering for a couple years now at the state capitol, and it's now coming to a head. And we're going to see actual change occurring, or a conversation about change occurring on how our laws that govern use of force need to be updated or need to evolve.
Nick Miller is the senior editor of news at Capital Public Radio. Nick, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.